AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police in Phoenix say five adults have been found dead inside a home after a shooting and standoff. A woman who left the home told police it was a family dispute. U.S. Marshals have rounded up more than 7,000 fugitives across the country during the past 6 weeks.
Among them were more than 500 people wanted for homicide and also more than 500 wanted for sex crimes.
AP correspondent Joff Mulvihill reports Operation Violence Reduction 7 focused on seven cities known to have a high number of people wanted by the law.
Among them were Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Oakland, California, and Camden, New Jersey, which is often among most dangerous in the country. There they rounded up 84 fugitives.
The death penalty is apparently not an option in the case of a South Carolina white police officer who shot and killed a black motorist.
Former North Charleston police officer Michael Slager is charged with murder after firing eight times at a black man who was running from him following a traffic stop. Slager could get 30 years to life if he's convicted, but the prosecutor says he apparently could not be sentenced to death under South Carolina law. Meanwhile, the case has been assigned to a black judge, Clifton Newman. The attorney defending Michael Slager calls him an excellent jurist and says, "We look forward to working under his guidance." I'm Rita Foley.
A South Louisiana sheriff's deputy was shot three times this afternoon while directing traffic in a school zone. Authorities call it an apparent ambush by an angry motorist who was captured. The wounded deputy, a married father of four, is in stable but guarded condition tonight at a hospital in New Orleans. He was hit in the elbow and chest. One bullet is still lodged behind his left eye. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has signed legislation that permanently changes how Medicare pays doctors.
The bill ends the annual doc fix of Congress scrambling to patch the rules so doctors won't cut off their Medicare patients, and it shifts Medicare toward paying for quality, not quantity.
This was a bipartisan effort, Republicans, Democrats coming together.
But rushing to sign before the old rules expired, the president didn't wait for lawmakers, just sat by himself at a picnic table in the Rose Garden.
I decided that on a day like today, we shouldn't be inside.
He told reporters he'd love to see more such signings.
My hope is that it becomes a habit.
Sun-dappled gardener, no, surely the triumph of hope over experience. Mark Smith at the White House.
It was a nice, warm spring day in Washington, D.C., but it was winter in the Rockies, where up to 2 feet of snow is expected to fall between now and tomorrow. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.